Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hello, Rachel. My name is Leonid Rusakov. I have a credit card. It's charged for 59. One second, what it says exactly. $59.95. I never order anything and I didn't receive anything. I don't know why you're charging this amount.
Okay, sir, so that I can better assist, I need to get information pulled up. Can I please have your zip code and your name, please?
33141.
Okay, 33141 is the zip code.
Yes.
Too many threes in there.
My name, my last name, Rusakov, Rusakov. Is it Victor?
Okay, thank you for that, sir. And your first name, please?
Leonid.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
7300 Wayne Avenue, apartment 320, Miami Beach, Florida, 33141.
All right, thank you for that, sir. And if you could also please verify your email, please.
lrusakov@hotmail.com.
All right, thank you for that, sir. And please verify your phone number.
I don't know. Any phone? 305-868-6459.
Okay. And I thank you for that information. Excuse me. I have gotten an account pulled up that shows your name. It shows your address of shipping and billing along with your email. It looks like it may be a little different phone number that was provided in this account. And it does show a closed account for a smart, well, it shows the Pure smartwatch is what it shows here.
But and I know. Okay. What did you say?
Yes, sir. It shows the Pure smartwatch. It does show a purchase that was done on, well, actually, you were billed what's called an end of trial charge on the 16th of February. That was not when the order was placed. It's called an end of trial charge. It actually shows it started with $6.95 that was paid on the 1st of February. With this type of product, there can be participation in an online survey, maybe something on social media, or it could be a pop-up. But there is a tracking number that's in the account if you've not checked with anyone in your household, where it shows this watch was delivered to the address that you verified.
But it's $6.95 or $59.95.
It's two charges in the account, sir. The $6.95 is a shipping and handling charge. Normally, with trial offers, you pay the small shipping and handling, and the merchandise or whatever the product is shipped to your address. But per terms and conditions. Conditions that are on the web page, it started a 14-day trial offer, and if you don't cancel before it expires, then what was previously free, you end up having to pay for it. So what happened?
Yeah, but I didn't receive anything. I didn't receive at all.
Okay, sir. Have you checked with anyone that's at your household or at your address?
Yes, I spoke to my wife, and why I called it. Something wrong. I didn't receive anything. And
okay. There is a confirmation.
Actually, I remember that, and I cancel it. I started, and after that, I cancel it. I didn't do it, and I didn't receive it either. Even I'm not canceling, but I'm not receiving anything, and actually I check it. It's not for me, and I canceled.
Okay, how did you cancel, sir?
It was I didn't continue the application.
Okay, now.
I just close it and that's it. But anyway, even if I continue and everything, you know, felt out, but I didn't receive anything at all.
Okay.
Because if I receive watch, I will know. I know that I receive it. And I ask, I only with two people in my apartment, me and my wife, and that's it. Nobody is here.
Okay, sir. Well, we have to inform you if the post office or the U.S. Postal Service reports delivery. And it looks like enough information was provided on the web page, actually, for a completed order. It shows an order confirmation was sent to your email, the day the shipping and handling was paid. It gives a time of 12:20 p.m. saying thank you for your order was sent to your Hotmail account that you verified. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Okay,
I'm not sure how
I can
often.
verify. What is the date?
The
Email?
shipping and handling was paid on the 1st of February, and an order confirmation email titled Thank You for Your Order was sent to your email that you verified,
Okay,
which
what
is
email? What the date of the email?
February the 1st, sir. At 12:20 p.m. And for the email, it can roll over to your go to your inbox or junk and spam. And also, it shows there was a fulfillment confirmation with the tracking number was sent to your email on the 2nd of February at 7:32 p.m. But it looks like there was a completed order.
It's strange. Yes, I see the email, but I didn't receive the watch. Yes, I see the email. I'm not lying, you know, I don't want to. I see the email. It's, yes, but it's email from February 2nd. Yeah, that order recently shipped, and what I didn't receive it.
Okay, I'll excuse me. Sorry about that. I will note here that you said that you did not receive the watch.
Yes, I didn't receive the watch, but actually I canceled the. I don't know how it's possible that. It says continue, but I just closed the website and didn't do anything. I don't know how it's possible. I have the order, but I didn't receive the watch. I don't know.
Okay, well, excuse me. It looks like you provided everything, included card information.
Yes, I did. I did, and after that, when it said continue, that I closed it. I didn't continue. I don't know what is after continue. I need to put in, but.
Okay, well, not sure what happened there, but it does show that information, well, I won't keep repeating that. Information was provided there for an order, and it was done on the web page here. So what I can do is excuse me, with you saying that you've not received it, I'm trying to look in to see what we can do to assist, because an actual order was placed. And with the trial, once it processed, it started 14 days at where it was free, and there's nothing else that will be billed or shipped to you. But what I'll have to do is try to put in a request to have it replaced.
But actually, I don't need it.
Let's
Could
see.
you return me money back? And okay, if even for shipping, okay, I can pay for shipping, but for this $59.95, it's too much.
Okay, sir. Without a, if you're saying that you don't have a product, I couldn't be able to provide you with the full credit for that.
Okay.
What I can do is either I can put in a request for it to be replaced. I can offer you a 35% refund on the end of trial charge.
Oh my. 35%.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
35% only.
Well, 35% is the courtesy. There's nothing that you could return to fulfillment for a credit. I can meet you halfway with the 50% refund.
Well, but what is the watch like that for $60?
Well, with the smartwatch, it has various. It's supposed to be multi, well, I call it multifunctional, but with
Yeah,
the
but it's
smartwatch, it
like
helps.
$20 watch.
How do you know it's 20 bucks, sir?
Yeah, but you want me only credited 65%?
I offered you a 50% credit on it. With the fitness watch, it has, of course, it helps with heart monitoring. That's one of the things. But there are many different features about it, and it's quite popular right now. So,
No,
there are
but
many different styles out there.
no, I just no, I don't took credit, but it's 65%, it's very small amount.
Well,
Actually, I don't need that.
50% of $59.95, that is half of what you paid. Let's see.
No, 50%, it's not enough.
Okay,
You know,
50.
I could listen, I can dispute charges and credit cards, and they give me 100%.
They would do that temporarily until they find out that you failed to call to cancel. And what they will do is they will remove the credit that they provide to you, and they will charge the charge back.
No, they usually not. I already did one time, and they said it's fine.
Have you already contested or disputed this charge with your bank or your card company?
Not this one, no.
Not this one. So you've tried offers like this before?
No, it's completely different.
I would recommend, sir, making sure that you read all of the information when you process orders like this. Just by placing your information on the web page, and when you, especially if you provide card information, you don't provide card information unless you're wanting to make a payment. I'll go ahead and refund you in full for that $59.95, because if you go through your bank and dispute it, with online companies like this, it's kind of tough to win over terms and conditions, because your bank or card company will have access to the IP address that it shows. So what I'll do is I'll get you refunded, and you won't have to go through the dispute process. Please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back to your account. And I'll provide you also with the refund confirmation.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready, I have that refund code.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
that
ready.
begins with the letter R as in refund, 48972.
Okay.
All right, sir. So you don't have to worry about any future billing or shipping of anything else. And you can expect that refund to show reflected back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else, sir?
No, thank you very much. I appreciate your help because
All right, you're
sorry
welcome.
For the. Okay. Have a good
Well,
night.
you do the same, sir. Thank you for calling customer care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.